Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Jeffrey TV. Jeffrey TV Podcast. Happy Thursday, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey, and I would like to say and make a declarative statement on this day, July 22nd, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Oh, first off, happy birthday, Mr. Clinton. Happy birthday, Mr. George Edward Clinton Jr. Of course, it may seem like I be hating on you, and I probably do because of the whole Alpha the Alpha thing. Been in your face for what? 30 years now. Every time you within 200 miles of me, I am not a person to follow or put too much faith in another human being. As I've stated previously, my love and devotion is to the music and not to necessarily any member or members or any humans. But there's no denying that you played an integral part in all of this. All of this P-funk philosophy and concerts and TV and show and the whole thing, building it and creating it, bringing people together. And then maybe more importantly, continuing it, doing what you had to do to continue it, which probably a lot of us may or may not have agreed with or how it happened or whatever, but the direction of George Clinton and Parliament Funkadelic over the years, watching how drastic the demographics of the crowd changed, how it found an audience, not sure how much of that was orchestrated, or how much of that just happened, or how much of that has always been that way. But for me to be able to go out and see the band and hear the music that I passion so deeply 40 years after the fact, and look back and see a place full of people who don't look like me, who buy tickets and support this thing to keep it going, the young kids, younger even, just younger, whatever that is, somebody should be credited. Somebody or something should be credited. But you brought it together. You, Mr. Worrell, Mr. Collins, the acknowledged three, to put the sound together and make the music of Parliament. I don't want to get political here, but of Parliament, those five albums are my heart and soul growing up through college and as an adult. So I'd like to thank you for that, Mr. Clinton. Mr. George Dr. Funkenstein Clinton. It was cool. And I know I talk shit about you a lot, because like I said, I can admit it now. It's an alpha and alpha thing. I just, that's why, even at work, two alpha lawyers don't talk to each other. They get their assistants to talk to each other. And I always thought of us like that. You up there on your side of the stage, me on mine. But through all this, technically, I've always been looking up. From my side of the stage, I'm always looking up at you and your band. And though that may be symbolic or a figurative gesture, I still like it. I still like having you guys on that pedestal. I still like having you on that pedestal for me to look up to, in a way, not quite look up to, but to be a fan of, you know, to be able to bite at, say, yeah, you know, complain about, just, you know, go at, put responsibility on. And over the years, as I gotten older, I learned or developed or evolved to where I shouldered more and more of that responsibility and didn't place it on you. If it was something I wanted, I realized that I have to make it happen. So what was I talking about? So, like I said, so I don't be hating on you. I don't know if it was called hating. You know, it's more like a rival. Not even a rival. How could I be a rival? I'm a fan. And you're like the funk god. I don't give a damn. I don't care if you was Jesus. You come back here, I'm looking at you man to man, eye to eye. I might have to have my assistant talk to you. Because alphas don't talk to each other. No, I'm just talking, but it's something like that. I don't know what it is, but I know the feeling. I'm standing there looking at you like all this is your responsibility, and a deep part of my satisfaction rests on the performance that you're about to deliver, and that you deliver in the media, and the perception of something that I just love and consider myself dedicated to and loyal to, and quote unquote a part of some aspect of it, even if it's just being a fan. It's important to me to have that, maintain that integrity. And watching you over the years, I mean, one thing I can say though, when it comes to y'all and you, if it's something you ain't supposed to do, it's almost guaranteed you gonna do it. and it's for me, the kind of person who usually gets what they want all the time, those little bumps that where if it seemed like you did something or P-Funk did something that contradicted or bumped me or went in a different direction than I thought it maybe should, were so beautifully done. I'm just in it with y'all. No matter what happens, what y'all do. And I wrote this in a blog post a while ago. No matter what y'all do, no matter what happens, I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna be a fan. And for me to have that kind of devotion or loyalty or admit that kind of dedication to anything, in my mind, is major. Two things. Y'all and the Pittsburgh Steelers. I mean, there's some other stuff, but those two are my main staples. 1-1-6 Super Bowls from that first day I found them in 1972. The other one went on, Smithsonian, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and probably more importantly to me, still touring, still giving me that damn music that I can't get nowhere else. That's another thing. I can't get it nowhere else. The way y'all do it, I can't get it nowhere else. Now, everything is unique. You can say that about anything and everything, but it's the stage, the size of the stage, that touring group, the touring show at that level, that size. It's crucial to me. And I want to thank you for that, Mr. Clinton. Happy birthday. I know you're going to be seeing all your picture posted with people about outhouses and 81 years old, and I'm told by people that you're really older than that. Because they say people, actors and stuff, lower their age. And you lowered your age years ago, but they caught you. So now you gotta stick with it. But then again, everybody said it's 1941. So I think there might be some document evidence of that. But if you was born in an outhouse, would there be evidence? Gotta be a birth certificate somewhere, huh? Anyhow, don't wanna sound like a birther, cause it don't matter. We are here. Happy birthday, Mr. Clinton. My name is Jerry Scott Mitchell. Swaggin'!
Welcome to Jeffrey TV.